Welkom vanuit TechEd Barcelona. Interessante sessies, twee mooie filmpjes, een korte samenvatting van wat we allemaal hebben gezien vandaag. Super inspirerend, echt hele mooie dingen. SAP blijft gewoon heel innovatief bezig. Dus korte samenvatting daarvan. Daarnaast een interview van Mike met Thorsten Schneider van het Data Hub team. Ook dat, zeer veelbelovend product. Thorsten wijt erover uit wat er nog aankomt, waarom ze dit gedaan hebben.
Hi, Thorsten. We just had an overview session of SAP Data Hub with me, the presenter. Thorsten, could you please introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Thorsten Schneider. I work for SAP, and there I'm somewhere in between the SAP Data Hub development and the SAP Data Hub product management team.
So you did an hourly overview on the sub-Data Hub, and I was interested in what was the main driver for SAP to develop this product. Mm-hmm.
I think there are two drivers behind. So the one driver is that we see that enterprise data landscapes get more and more complex. So we want to give customers a functionality to manage the data landscape holistically, to know where they have which data, so to implement some governance processes in some central metadata catalog. And the second thing we have seen is that customers start adopting big data, where a lot of new technologies come in, where new data types come in, where they suddenly want to combine things like BW, or like HANA with Hadoop cluster, data lake, cloud stores, and we want to allow companies to build very flexible data flows, data pipelines and workflows there.
Okay, so are the use cases, are they aimed at mostly the SAP-centric customers, or is it broader than that?
I mean, of course, many customers we talk to today are typically SAP customers, but we definitely not only want to restrict ourselves to typical SAP use cases, and we often hear from customers when we present them what we can do, we often hear that they didn't expect that at all, that we can orchestrate Spark jobs, or that we can run TensorFlow in our pipeline, so I think that's sometimes a bit of an eye-opener for customers.
Yeah, and I saw in the presentation, very powerful search functionality, but also the catalog function. Could you elaborate on that?
Yeah, I mean, we have a central metadata catalog, so you can connect to different data stores like HANA, like Hadoop, like Google Cloud Storage and so on. And we then can extract metadata from all those connected data stores and we store it in a semantic catalog where you can easily search the data sets and where you can easily, in the future, so this roadmap also find out where have those data sets been used. So in the future we'll have something like lineage and impact analysis.
Yeah, so multiple sources and the business user can find this data more intuitively,
exactly. Even with the full text search, so it's really, really easy for him.
Okay, good. And I saw some overlap in functionality with existing SAP product. Mm-hmm. So is the SAP Data Hub more complementary to those products, or will it replace those products? How can you?
But now I see it as complementary.
Yeah.
Of course, many companies, they know SAP Data Services, or they know a smart data integration, and then the question comes up, isn't it the same? But I see the value add of the SAP Data Hub really in the orchestration.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't use it, but you just have to move data from A to B and do some very simple transformations. But you would rather use it when you have to combine different types of data, structured data, unstructured data, sensor data, pictures, videos, and when you also have to do some more fancy stuff like machine learning, like artificial intelligence, like image recognition. So that's where you would bring in the data. It's not a traditional ETL tool.
No. Now, and the cleaning functionality of data cleansing processes, it resembled a bit Edge of Data Preparation. Is that something that is also then positioned before the Data Hub, or is it more in the Data Hub?
Yeah, there we have to see that we're currently working on some things. We want to integrate those two products more closely. We might also bring in some data preparation directly into SAP Data Hub, but that's currently a work in progress, and we still need a bit of time before we can give more details there.
Okay. Well, anything to add for on the Data Hub?
I would say try it out. So my experience is that companies, they really need to try it out to understand it. We have a cool developer edition, we have a cool trial edition. So you can install the developer edition on your laptop, you can do some first steps. We have a trial edition, which is a fully functional SAP Data Hub in the cloud. So if you have some doubts whether it's useful or not, then just give it a try and then you see yourself.
Okay, great. Thank you, Thorsten.
Okay.
Nou Leon, dag 1 zit erop.
Dag 1 van Interops op de Tech Ed in Barcelona zit erop. Interessante dag. Echt, ik heb een ochtendsessie helemaal gefocust op de SAP Analytics Cloud. En het is bizar hoe snel dat gaat. Als ik kijk wat voor ontwikkelingen daar plaatsvinden. Het is content. Dus ze zijn echt voor klanten standaard rapportages aan het maken op alle applicaties die ze zelf hebben. En verder wordt de Analytics Cloud gewoon de standaard rapportage engine van SAP. Voor al haar producten. Inclusief S4 op termijn. Dus S4 in de cloud heeft al de Analytics Cloud als de standaard rapportage app. Maar zelfs naar on-premise gaan ze ook naar Analytics Cloud. Dus top, goede informatie, goede ontwikkelingen. Ook functioneel gezien zie je gewoon dat ze daar echt heel snel in gaan. Dus veel nieuwe dingen. Vanmiddag meer op de backend. Interessante sessie rondom Project Blueberry. Wat ze gaan doen, SAP, is ze gaan BW as a service leveren. Dus volledig BW in de cloud, as a service. Dus bedrijven die een volledige cloudstrategie hebben, kunnen dadelijk ook voor de BW Data Warehouse bij SAP terecht. Daarnaast de Data Hub. Interessant gesprek gehad met Thorsten Schneider. Laten we dadelijk wat van zien. Zeer veelbelovend product. De SAP Data Hub. Ze gaan gewoon de hele orchestratie van alle dataflows pakken. Dus big data, data uit de SAP-omgeving zelf, pakken ze allemaal samen en dan pakken ze de hele orchestration op. Dus interessante dag, ik ben benieuwd naar morgen. Dus we gaan het zien.